start. That's okay. Here we go. We are on the second line of Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The Yehuda, today's daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, L'il Nishmas Moshe Dov, Ben Shal Pinchas, the Neshama should have an Aliyah.
Hi.
Rabbi Yehuda, Havi Yosef, Kameh de Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting by Shmuel. Ais Yahi, it's a woman came in. Katzavcha Kameh, she was complaining about something. V'lo Havi Mashgich Bei. He didn't pay her any attention. He didn't pay her any mind. Amalei. So Shmuel, I guess, said to him, Lo Savar Leimar, Otum Ozno, Mazakas Dal, Gam Hu Yikra V'lo Yana. In other words, there'll be some kind of punishment for you for not caring about what this woman has to say, you know, just ignoring her. So Amalei, so Shmuel said back to Yehuda, Shinina, smart one, Reshach Bekriri, your head is cold, Resha de Reshach de Chamimi, the head of the head is warm. What does that mean? So Rashi says in the top line, Ani, me, Shani Rabach, Eini Nichta, I'm the Rebbe, I'm not going to get harmed. Avol Mar Ukva, Shehu Rosh, he's ahead of me, Vlach, and of you, Avbezdin, he's the Avbezdin, Yichve Bechamin. In other words, it's not my responsibility, it's his. So I can ignore her all I want. He has to deal with her, it's his responsibility. Hayosef Mar Ukva, Avbezdin, and Rav Ukva, the Avbezdin was sitting, the Chsivit says, Beis David Komar Hashem, Dino Leboker Mishpat, Vatsilu goes on that Oshake, Pentate Keish Hamasi, Uvara, there'll be a Vein Michbe, Nero Malalehem. In other words, you have to be responsible for the things you have to be responsible for. Okay. Amalei Reb Zera, Lurb Simon, Livachin Humar, you should make a protest. You should make a macha. Lahanu Deve Reish Galusa, by the house of the Reish Galusa. I guess they were doing something wrong, and he said he should say something. Amalei, lo makabli minai. They're not going to listen to me. Amalei, afa gaf lo makabli, even if they're not going to be, even if they're not going to listen to you, levachin umar. You should still say something. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of giving tochacha. Still say something. So Tosva says on top, hainu hecha de suffik, e makabli kid amar besamach, right? Lefnehem mi goloi. If it's a suffik, if it's a suffake, if they're going to listen or not, then you should say something. As we're going to see in a few minutes, how do you know they're not going to listen? How do you know? Well, you're a Navi. Do you know they're not going to listen? Only Hashem knows. Lefnehem migoli. Only Hashem knows if they're going to listen or not. Avalhecha, but, sometimes you know for sure, right? Avalhecha devade lo makabli. If you know for sure they're not going to listen, Hanach lehem, let it go. Mutav shiyu shogigin ba'al yimazidim. Let them be shogig and not be mazids. The Gra says, you still should say something to be mekai in the mitzvah of tochacha. They're not going to listen no matter what you say. Say something. At least something you say. Then let it go. Why? They're not going to listen to you anyway. No point in saying anything. Dam Rav Acha, back to the Gemara. Dam Rav Acha bar Chanina, me'olam yo. Very hard Gemara here. It's hard, hashkafically hard. Something good never came out from Hashem. And he changed his mind for bad. Except for this one thing. It says, Hashem's talking to Gavriel Hamalach. And he tells Gavriel, go into the city, Besochi Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, v'hatoyos tav al mitzichos ha'anashim, go put a tuf, the letter tuf, on the foreheads of everybody, hana'enachim, the ones groaning, v'hana'anachim, and the ones that are also groaning, al kol ha'toavos hana'asos pesocha, for all the toeva that they're doing. Put a mark on their forehead. Only at Kadosh Baruch Hu le'Gavriel, what Hashem said to Gavriel was, Leich go, Viroshim al mitzchon shel tzadikim tuf, shel dio, put on the forehead of the tzadikim the letter tuf made out of ink, shelo yishlutu behen malachei chabala, so the angels of destruction won't strike them down. Val mitzchum shel rishayim, and on the mitzchum of the rishayim, tof shel dam, put on them a tof of blood, kadei sheyishlutu b'hem malachei chabalah, so the malachei chabalah will certainly strike them down. The question is, after gra, well, if you put it, why do you need to put on both? Just put on one. And everybody else is in the other category, yeah? Why do you have to put on both? So the Gra answers, well, what about the Beinonim? The Beinonim. In other words, the Gra says, you can't hide from Hashem. So if you're a tzaddik, and you're, this is what the Gra says, I don't know how this applies today. If you're a tzaddik and you go into the Magifa, you'll be spared. If you're a Rasha and you go hide somewhere else, you won't be spared. What about the Beinonim? The Beinonim, it depends. Every Beinonim's got to be judged separately, individually. So for the Beinonim, that's why there's no mark for the Beinonim. The Rishayim, yes. Tzaddikim, yes. Beinonim, no. Amra. Midas Hadin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Midas Hadin says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Elu Me'elu? Why are these different from these? So Amalei. What do you mean? Halalu Tzaddikim Gamurim, Halalu Rishayim Gamurim. They're Tzaddikim and they're Rishayim. What kind of question was that? So Amra Lefnei Ribono Shel Olam, but they should have said something. The tzaddikim should have said something, and they didn't. They should have protested, and they didn't. I'm Allah. So Hashem says back, I knew that if they would have protested, it wouldn't have mattered. Right? So I'm Allah. If you're going to show them, you knew, but they knew also. I understand you knew. You're God. You knew. How did they know? Zakin Bachur Basula Taf Nashim Tahargu Lamashkits Bakol Isha Sharalov Hatov Al Tikshu Umikdashai Tichilu. Apparently, that was a valid taina. Uksiv, and it says the Yachilu Ha Nabanashim Azakanim Ashelf Neabayas. Tan Rabbi Yosef, Al Tikri Mikdashai, Mikdashai Ella Mikudashai. Elu Bnei Adam, these are people. Shekaimos HaTorah Kula, Me'alof Yatav, to keep the whole Torah, Me'alof to Tav. U'miyad, V'hinei Shisha Anashim Boyim, B'derech, Shar Elyon, six people came out of the gate, Asher Mitzpeh Sifona, V'ish Kli Mitzpah B'yish V'biyado, V'ish Echad B'socham, Lavush Habadim, V'kesh HaSofer B'masnav, they had weapons, V'yavo V'yandu Eitzel Mizbeach HaNechoshes. They went to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Mihave? There was no Mizbeach HaNechoshes. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes was only in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. It was made out of stone. Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. Hiskilu mimakom she'omim shiru lufanai. Yeah, they started from the place where the Leviim sing Shira, and the instruments are made out of copper. Look at the third Tosfos. Kedichsiv sheShlomo hitziru ki hayakotin mehechol. Shlomo got rid of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes because it was too small. Tim Tomar, I have a ksiba divere yamin, the Yashlomo's Bech and a Choshes. The Bishlomo made him his Bech and a Choshes. The Yashlomo doesn't mean that. Darshin and Leg, Kihacha, Mizbech, Sha'om, the fun of Shira, the clean the Choshes. It means the Mizbech where they would sing with Kalim made out of the Choshes. But in the Kanami, the Mizbech itself was not made out of the Choshes. Uman, Neo, Shisha, and Ashim, who are these six people? They're not people. I'm Rav Chista. Ketzef, Af, Chema, Mashchis, Mishbar, Umachale. The angels of destruction. In other words, they were destroyed because they were tzaddikim. They kept the Torah from aleph to tav. But you know what? They didn't influence anybody. They didn't have any positive effect on anybody. What kind of tzaddik is that? Umayish, now this is a very, very difficult gemara here. Umayish not tav. Why a tav? Why a letter tav? Amra Rav, tav tichya. Tav comes from the word tichya, to live. And tav, tamos. And tough from the word tamus. It's a chasam sofer. Neither of those words have the letter tough in it. You have chayim and maves. What's a tough doing there? Chayim means to live. Mos means to die. You put a tough in front, tichya and tamus. What kind of joke is that? That's not the word chayim and maves. So, the chasam sofer says, if you look at a tough could be made from two words, from two letters. It could be a dalid and a nun. If you put a dalid and a nun next to each other, you have a tough. A dalid and a nun next to each other, you have a tough, right?
Right.
That comes, right?
Yes.
That represents the word din. That is someone who's going to die. There's another way you can make a tough. You can take a letter ches and put a yud next to it. And the yud has to drop to the bottom. You have a ches with a yud next to it at the bottom, you have a tough. A ches and a yud is the word chai. So the letter tough is chai and maves, both. Okay. Anyway, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Tama zechus avos. The zechus avos ended. Zechus avos ended. Now, is that true? Do we believe that the zechus avos ended? Don't we say every day, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? Don't we say that every day? What's going on here? So, if you indulge me, we'll spend 5 minutes, not 5 minutes, even less, doing the Tosfos of Shmuel Amar. Oh, one more line. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Tichavun Zechus Avos. The Zechus Avos got revived. Rish Lakish Amar, Tof, Sof, Chesamov, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The letter Tof is the end of the name of Hashem, because the name of Hashem is going to be Emes, and the last letter of Emes is a Tof. So what does that mean? So look at this. There's a machlokas in Tosfos what this means. Amar Rabbeinu Tam. The Zechus Avos Tam. The Zechus Avos is over. It's over. Avol Bris Avos Lo Tama. The Bris Avos is not over. In other words, Hashem made a promise. And that promise he can't break. But the Zechusim of the Avos, that wore off. That wore off. Right? There's a great mashal that I could tell you. Let's say a guy, two friends, they're best friends their whole lives. Best friends, mom's best friend. And one of the friends opens up a yeshiva. Right? Reuben and Shimon are best friends. And Reuben opens up a yeshiva. So Shimon says, Nu, can my son come into the yeshiva? You let my son in? So what's Reuben going to say? No, not letting your son in? Of course, he lets him in. He's his best friend. Now Shimon has a grandson. So Shimon already passed away. So the grandson, the son comes and says to the grandson, can I, says to the Reuben, can my son come into the yeshiva? So what is Reuben going to say? For your father's sake, I'll let him in. Your father is my good friend, I'll let in your grandson. I'll let in the grandson. And the great-grandson, at some point it wears off. That's chus avos. At some point it wears off. The bris avos, that's a promise. That never wears off. That's a promise, right? So the Hakniv, it says, the Zacharti has Brisi Yaakov Ba'af Lachar Golos Ba'anan Einar Maskir Zechus Avos Ela Bris. All we have today is Bris Avos. Umafarish the Shmuel the Amar Miyamai Chazal Daik Mizechsev Laman Briso Below Zeman Zechuso. He makes a deal because it says Laman Bris and not Zechus. Vamar Ri the Vayikra Raba Daik Me'ad Ata Kedepirish Bekuntris.
That
it's still around? The answer is only around for tzaddikim. That's the first pshat. Very nearer. The low pligi, no. Low pligi Shmuel for Rabbi Yochanan. They're not arguing at all. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing at all. Shmuel said Zechus Avos is over, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's not over. They're not arguing. El Shmuel kamar, the lo Rishayim tama. Shmuel was talking about Rishayim. For Rishayim is taka over. Avol tzaddikim lo tama. Tzaddikim, it's not over. Ubutzadikim ay Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about tzadikim. Teida, to Rabbi Yochanan amar b'samach, the miyamei chizkia tam zechus avos. V'hacha kamar afeshas churban the basar hachi tam zechus avos. So what's the answer? The answer is zechus avos is over for Rishayim, but it's not over for tzadikim. V'alzeh anu soncha lahazke zechus avos, and that's why we mention zechus avos every day in Shmona Esrei, because we all treat ourselves like we're tzadikim. That's how we rely on Zechus Avos, because we hold it tells us a second pshat, that Zechus Avos did not finish, it's not over, it's only over for Rishayim, and we're not Rishayim, so therefore we say Zechus Avos every day. Excellent. Now the Gemara says, Damar b'chanina, chosama shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The seal, the signet of Hashem is Emes. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Omar, Elu b'nei Adam, Shekaimu es HaTorah kulam me'al ve'atof. These are the people that kept the Torah from Aleph to Tof, Those are tzaddikim. Fine. Now, me'em with the time of zechus avos. If zechus avos ended, when did it end? Amar Rav, four answers. Rav says, mimot Hoshea ben Be'eri, one of the last kings of the north. Shenemar agalas nevlasal le'enei me'aveh v'ish lo'yatilenu miyadi. Shmuel amar, mimei chazoyel. Shenemar v'chazol melech haram lochas et Yisrael kol yimei yachaz, uksiv v'yichan Hashem otzom v'yirachim v'yifin elokim aleihem l'man grisa v'tav v'mitchuk v'yakov v'lo'ov v'lashchisam v'lashlichin al panav arata. Good. Rabbi Shua ben Levi amar, mimei Eliyahu. Shenemar, v'ibalos hamincha v'yigash Eliyahu anovi v'yomer Hashem elokei avram mitchuk v'Yisrael, hayom yedua ki atem elohim v'Yisrael v'ani avdecha v'budvarecha asisi eskal dvar me'ila. Good. And Rabbi Yochanan amar, Mimei Chizkiyahu, Shenemar, Lamarbe, Lamisra, Lashalom, Enkate, Alkise, David, Val Malchuso, Lahachinoso, Lasuda, Mishpat, Ritztako, Beatav, Adalam, Kanias Hashem, Tzivakos, Tase, Zos. Okay? Good. Everyone understand that I got it to Gemara? Excellent. Now, next. Omer of Ami, Ein Nisa below Chait. Nobody dies without sinning. The Ein Yisurin, and there's no Yisurin below Avon, without sins. What does Yisurin mean? Pain, suffering. What does Avon mean? Avon only means Benezid. Avon means Benezid. It says Tosos on the bottom. Pirish. Lefisha Hagzera Ba Af Al Hashkaga. People can die even for Chet, means even Meshuggah. The Ein Yisurin below Avon shall Mezid. But the Yisurim will only come for someone that's been made it. You forgot to do something, whatever, that you don't get Yisurim for that. Because Amar B'Yuma, Chatoim Eilu Shkogos, Avonos Eilu Hazadonos. Af Agav the Amar Gabi Seir Shilam HaKippurim. Even though it says about the Seir of Yom Kippur, which is really for Shogig things. Lahagin Allah Mina Yisurim, it protects me from Yisurim. Mashma, which implies the Yisurim Bar Mal Shogig, the Yisurim do come for Shogigs. Right? And even though shogging means unintentional, you're still faulted on some level because you could have been more careful. So it says in Yuma that the Seir HaZazel protects you from Yisurin. And the whole thing is for shogigs. So you see from here that even shogigs you can get Yisurin. The Hacha Mairi, now the answer is, Hacha Mairi, here we're talking about the Yisurin Negoyim. We're talking about either Tsaras or some kind of plague, Shem Uchuroim, that's very, very, very ugly, very bad Yisurin. That only comes for mazes. But other Yisurim in the Hanami can come for shogigs. Okay? Fine. Next. Ein misa below chait. How do you know there's no misa without chait? Dichsiv, because it says, Hanefesh hachotas hi tamus. Ben lo isa ba'avona av, ba'av lo isa ba'avona ben. Tidkas atadak alav, tiyah v'arashta rasha alav tichyah. Only misa is for sins. Ve'en yisurin below avon. The chesiv it says, u'bakarati v'ashevet v'sharim, u'b'negayim avonam. Fine. That's it. Avonam avonam. See from there that your negayim, which are yisurim, they only come for avon. Avon means intentional. Meisve, 1 second. Amru malachi ashar tzatei kodesh baruch hu. The malachim said to Hashem, Ribbono shalom, mipnei ma kanasta misa al adam rishon? Why did you give him adam rishon misa? Amalahem, mitzvah kala tivisiv. I have gave him one thing, one small thing to do, but Abraham, and he violated it. Amalahem, so the Malachim said to Hashem, Bala Moshe v'Aaron, what are Moshe and Aaron? Kala tarakula umetu. They didn't do anything wrong, and they died. Amalahem, mikra echad l'tadik v'larosh alatov. You're right. You know why they died? Because nobody lives forever. And a chanami didn't do anything wrong, but nobody lives forever.
Moshe right? Did that thing that he couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael.
One second. This is the first man to Amar. The first man to Amar says that they did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong. And why'd they die? Because nobody lives forever. But what do you see from here? That there is Misa without Chet. There is Misa without Chet. So the Gemara answers, no. Who da Amar ki hai tana? No, he held like somebody else. Titania, Roshim and Eloza Omer, Af Moshe Aaron Bechet Mesu. No, Moshe Aaron didn't make a sin. Shem, like it says, Yan Lo Amantimbi, right? They didn't be Makadesh, Shem Shemayim, Ha Amantimbi. Had they done that, They'd still be alive. They would still be alive. Why? Because they wouldn't have died. Why? No chet. If there's no chet, there's no death. Meisve, one second. How could you say that? Arba meisu be'itav shel nachash. There were only four people that never sinned. Only four people. The only reason why they died is because there's a gzera on Misa. The Elohim, who are they? The random four people. Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram Avi Moshe, Yaakov Binyamin, Amram, Moshe's father, Yishai Avi David, Yishai the father of David, and Kilav ben David, who we know nothing about. Kilav the son of David, we know nothing about him. We don't know much about Amram either, and we don't know much about any of these people. But there's a Gemara that says they never did any Averos. V'kulu Gemara, they're all tradition. Labar Meisha Avi David, except for him. The Mefarish Be'Bikra. It says Beferish in the Pasuk, he never did any sins. It's not so Beferish, but it's a little Beferish. The Chiv, it says, Yes Amasa, Shamav Shalom, Tachas Yoav, Hatzar Tava, the Amasa Ben Ish, Ushmo Yisra, HaYisraeli, Ashabot El Avigail, Bas Nachash, Achos Tzeruya, Ein Yoav. Right? We're talking about now. V'chi Bas Nachash Havi, she was the daughter of Nachash. Halo Bas Yishai Havi, she was Yishai's daughter. So the Gemara says, Dechiv Achosei and Tzeruya of Avigail. Ella Bas Misha Neis Ba'abiyo Tashal Nachash. It means that Yishai was the daughter of the one who only died because of the Nachash. That doesn't really say Beferish, he never had sinned, but it's an illusion, he never sinned. Okay? Now, Mani, who said this Brisa? Ile Matana Demlachia Shareis. If it's the same person who brought down the story with the angels, that can't be, right? Because Moshe and Aaron also should be on the list. Because according to that, they never sinned. El va'ika va'ika Moshe v'Aaron. Then Moshe and Aaron should also be on the list. There should be six people. El alav Rishon ben Elazar he. It must be the other one, Rishon ben Elazar. Ushma mina yesh misa below chet v'yesh yisur below avon. There is misa without chet, and there is misa without avon. There is yisur without avon because these four died for no reason. Tiyufta de Ravami tiyufta. You're right. It's a tiyufta on Ravami. So he's wrong. People die without sinning. Who? Those four, right? So Tosfos says on top, v'hadichsev ki adam ain tzadik ba'aretz. But it says there's no such thing as someone who doesn't. There's no such thing. There's no person in the world that didn't make a sin. It's not true. There were four people. Tosfos answers, berov b'nei adam kamar. Yeah, most people are like that. Most people made a sin. There are exceptions to every rule. That's one answer. Others say the Marsha said, not the Pnei Yeshua says, that it could be these four, maybe they did sin b'shogeg. They might have done a shogeg. They got kapara for it. So to sin, but the pasuk's still true. The pasuk's still accurate. No, why would it be accurate? There's no such thing as a person who never sinned. It could be the four of them even did make a sin b'shogeg, so that so the pasuk's still 100% true. Okay.
It'd be very difficult to say that. It'd be very difficult to say that Moshe and Aaron did averus b'mezid. I mean, b'mezid.
What do you mean?
Meaning here we're saying that. Meaning if you're going to include people who did averus b'shogeg only, now you say that Moshe and Aaron did averus b'mezid. Very difficult.
Well, didn't they? Didn't they? Didn't Moshe and Aaron? Didn't Moshe hit the rock?
That's b'mezid.
That's
a bad cheshbon. If somebody has a misunderstanding,
what is that? What is that when you have a bad cheshbon? That's justifying it to yourself. That's amazing, right? We don't want to say that, but that's what it is, right? Otherwise, you're a merit. No, most people don't do that, right? They're gonna get into a car and drive because they hate God. Some people do that. Most people don't. They justify it. It's not really us, sir. You know, I'm a Lamedan. That's what most people do, right? Then you have something that's complete. I totally forgot it was Shabbos. I turned the light on. That's a complete shogeg, right? Totally different thing. Okay. Where are we up to? Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Bionison. More from now to the end today and tomorrow is all Agarata. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Bionison. Kol Amar Ruven Chet, Ena Elatoa. If anybody says that when Reuven switched the bed, whatever he did there, it's a five-way machlokas, what he actually did, more than five. If anyone says he made a set, a sin, it's a mistake. Shenemar, because it says, he ben Yaakov shnei masar. Yaakov had 12 sons. Malamed, you see from here, Shakul and Ka'as. All 12 were equal. Even Reuven. Elamani Mekayim, what about the pasuk that says, Vayishkav Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv? It says in the pasuk that Reuven slept with Bilhah, the Pilegesh of his father. That's what it means. That's what it says. How do you read that? Malamed, Shebilbal Mitzoh Shal Aviv. No. What he did was he moved the bed of his father. Umala Lavakasev Ki'ilu Shachavima. And the pasuk equated that as if he slept with her. He didn't sleep with her. He didn't do any sin, except for the sin of switching the bed. Right? Okay. Now, why did he switch the bed? So let's keep on reading. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Mutzel Oso Sadik Me Oso Avon. Right? He was saved from a certain sin. V'lo b'maisa zeh liyado. Right? Efshur, in other words, he didn't sin. Efshur Oset Zaru La'amad Ahar Evol. It's possible that in the future his children are going to be standing on our Evol for Omer and V'lomer, they're going to say, Omer Shoche V'meishas Avim. Curses the one who lays with his father's wife. V'yavo Ched Zeh liyado. And he's going to make the sin? No, for sure not. Elamani Mekayim V'yishkav Et Bilhah Pilegesh Avim. What does that mean, that he slept with Bilhah, his father's Pilegesh? He's not allowed to do that. Elbon Imo Tava. What he did was, what Reuben did was, he demanded the respect of his mother. His mother was Leah. What happened? Imachos Imi Haisatara Le'imi. If my mother's sister, meaning Rachel, was a tsara, was a co-wife, and competed for Yaakov's affection, that's one thing. Shifcha chosimi te tarolimi, the shifcha of my mother's sister, Bilhah, she should be a tzara to my mother? That's crazy. Amari went up, ubilbel ez matzah, and he switched over the beds. Okay? He switched over the beds. What does that mean, he switched over the beds? To machlokas. Rashi says he put Yaakov's bed, he took it out of Bilhah's tent, and he put it into Leah's tent. That's what Rashi says, right? Yeah. That's what Rashi says. Others say, Tosfos is a Tosfos that says, no. What he did was, listen to this, Yaakov put his bed into Bilhah's tent. Yeah? So Reuven came, he took Bilhah's bed, put it out of that tent, and put Leah's bed in the tent. You hear that? He put Leah's bed in Bilhah's tent. No one ever heard that before. Yeah. Okay, that's some interesting things over here. Others say, the Ktav HaKabbalah says, the townspeople, and told everybody, Bilhah, she's only Pilegesh. She's not really the wife. Like, belittled her like that. That's what he says. Rishamshin Rafal Hirsch says that when Rachel died, Yaakov didn't want to be married to anyone anymore. He wanted to be like a bachelor now. He didn't want to be with any of his women, any of his wives, right? Reuven went to go into Bilhah's tent to fake be with her, just to show Yaakov you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be a bachelor, you know? Some kind of strange thing he did. Okay, either way, Acherim Omrim, others say, back to the Gemara, Shtei Matzos Bilbel. There's two things he did wrong. Achas Shel Shechina, one from Hashem, V'achas Shel Aviv, one from his father. The Hayin Ditziv, it says, Oz Chilalta Yitzui Allah. Kitanoi, it's a machlokas tanoim. Some say Reuven did sin. Pachas kamayim al tosar, says in the pasuk. Pachas kamayim, which means fast like water, al tosar, right? Rabbi Lezer Omer, pasusa means to hurry. Pasusa chavsa the zalsa. That by what does that mean? That means that pasusa Yaakov, Reuven hurried up to sin. Chavsa, he was chayiv. Zilsa, and he belittled his father. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua says, Pisata aldas, he violated the Torah. V'chatasa, he sinned. V'zonisa, and he did a sin. He did a sin. He slept with Bilhah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Pilalta, he davened. V'chilsa, and he wanted to be saved. Zarcha tfilatza, his tfilah was mekabel. In other words, did Reuven sin or not? Some achlokas. Some say yes, some say no. Amar ben Gamliel, adayin tzrichin anu l'modoi. We still need Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar hamodoi, Rabbi Elazar hamodi omer, hapoch es hateva bedarsha. Change the word around and explain what this. Zazda, he feared sin. Hirtata, he turned around. Parachachata mimacha, and the sin went away. Didn't sin. So according to Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, he did sin. And according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar hamodoi, he didn't sin. Amazing. Machlokas tanoim if Reuven sinned. Rava Amar v'amula Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba zachar to ancho shel davar. Right? The onesh of somebody who sleeps with his father's wife, chalisa atzmecha choli gadol, it's a terrible thing. Tirash lo nechato, don't do that sin. Now the Gemara says, Reuven b'nei Eli b'nei Shmuel David v'Shlomo v'Yoa Simon. We are going to learn now one of the most fascinating Gemaras in all of Shas. It's not really a Gemara. The Gemara is going to say something, and Rashi and Tosfos have a fascinating, fascinating, fascinating machlokas. Unbelievable. Now that we said that whoever said Reuven sinned is mistaken. Now the Gemara is going to keep on that theme. Whoever says, Kala Omer b'nei Eli chatu, if anyone says that Eli's children sinned, in Elotoa, it's a mistake. They didn't sin. Who are Eli's children? Eli's children ran the Beis HaMikdash. They ran the Mishkan. They were in charge of the Mishkan. Eli was the Kohen Gadol. They ran the Mishkan. And if anyone says they sinned, you're wrong. Shinemar, now it says in Shmuel, V'shem b'nei Eli v'shem Eli alai, Chofni u'Pinchas, Chofni and Pinchas were their names, Kohanim l'Hashem, they were Kohanim l'Hashem. Sava l'Karav, Amar Rav, Pinchas lo chata, Pinchas did not sin. And Makish, Chofni l'Pinchas. And the Gnei Rishava, Hekish, Ma Pinchas lo chata, Af Chofni lo chata. Neither of them sinned. Ella mani mekayim asher yeshkivan et hanashim, but it says they slept with women. That's what the pasuk says. They slept with women, which, by the way, sounds like it's a sin. And the pasuk there says it was women. It wasn't single women. It was married women. Women had babies. They came to the Beis HaMikdash. They came to the Mishkan to bring the karbanos after they had babies. And the pasuk says they slept with them. That sounds like a sin to me. So the Gemara says no. Mitoch sheshahu. Eskinehen, they delayed the women from bringing their karbanos. They delayed. Shelo halchul etzel ba'alehen, so the women couldn't go home and be with their husbands. Mal alayen akasif kilu shachvam, the Torah considers it as if they slept with them. They didn't sleep with them. Now, right.
Either way, it sounds pretty bad.
What?
Either way, it doesn't sound good. I mean,
no, but the point is they weren't over Ashes Ish.
Yeah, okay.
Tosus points out that they did an Avera, just like it wasn't
right.
Right, they did an Avera of delaying Kabbalah. Why they do that, I don't know. Why did they do that?
They were just callous. They didn't offer on time, so the women weren't to do it, so they would stay and make sure they did it.
Correct. So that. They're not going to win Coin of the Year awards, but they didn't do it.
They're not adulterers.
Exactly.
These women going home, so it's considered like they're adulterers.
That's right. It's a criticism.
That's my highest standard.
Right. Gufa, Amar Rav, Pinchas lo chata. Pinchas didn't sin. Right. Shneimar, V'achia ben Achitov, Achi ikavod. Ben Pinchas ben Eli Kohen Hashem. Now, Efshar Shechata Bal Yado V'Aksiv Miachso. One second. If Pinchas was such a low life then the Torah, the Navi, would never be miyachis him. They would never include him in the yichus. So-and-so, ben-so-and-so, ben-so-and-so. They would never include him. Obviously, he didn't sin. Maybe only Chafni sinned. Pinchas didn't sin. Now here we go. But it says Asher Yishkuvun, but they slept with women, plural. Says the Gemara, no. Yishkavan ksiv. It's written in singular. Aiva ksiv el bni kilo tova hashmua. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Bonai ksiv. It's written in singular. A bni could be two, and bonai is one. Aiva ksiv ma'virim. Ma'virim means they sinned. Amar of Huna, braid of Yeshua. Navirom ksiv. Navirom is written. Notice how the second time it's written, the second yud is missing. Only singular. Only Chafni sinned, not Pinchas. Okay? We'll just finish the Gemara one more line. Aiva ksiv b'nei Belial, it's plural. Yitoch shaylo Pinchas limchas l'vchafni v'lo micha ma'ala v'chasiv kiluchata. Pinchas should have given musar to Chafni. He didn't. So it's included as if he did it. Okay, we have time. Now we're going to look at this Rashi of Ma'aviram Ksiv. Okay, so what did the Torah, what did the Gemara say? It says Ma'avirim, which is plural. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't say that. It says Ma'aviram, which is singular. Says Rashi, Kashi Be'enai. I don't understand. Shame Chacham. To Machlokas, what he means by this. Some say that this person who said it, Rav Huna, Beredra of Yeshua, says Rashi, what kind of Chacham is he? I can't believe someone said that. I can't believe the Chacham that said that. Others say he wasn't criticizing the name of the Chacham. So he was just saying, I can't believe somebody said this. Amar Be'enai, Kashi Be'enai Shem Chacham, Haniskir Khan. Who's this Chacham mentioned here? Who is this person? Rav Yeshua, Beredra of Huna. Rav Huna, Beredra of Yeshua. Who is that person? I don't know who that is. Says Rashi, I think the Marsha says this person never appears again in Shas. Others say, so what? He's still an Amora. So what's Rashi criticizing him? He's not criticizing him. He's criticizing what he said. Kiyomarani shetaz gadolhu. That's a mistake. Below Garcia and Laha Milsa. This whole Gemara shouldn't be here. That whole question shouldn't be here. You know why? Sharei, if you go open an Avi. How does it say the word Ma'virim? Is it Ma'virim with two Yuds? Or Ma'virim with one Yud? Says Rashi, Shari Bisvarim Mo Mugaim Ksiv Ma'virim. It's two Yuds there. How could the Gemara say it's only one Yud? It's two Yuds. The Gam also, the Mesora Gedola, there's a book called Mesora Gedola, the Makam Sheminuyin Sham Kal Tevos, it has over there a list of all words, the Lo Ksiv Behen Yud, where the Yud's not there, but Vekorin, but we read it as if a Yud's there. And this word's not there. You know why it's not there? Because it's written with two yuds. V'hein minuyin al pi cheshbin. Because it's not there, because it doesn't belong there. V'zein okasha d'hai ma'avirim. Says Rashi, his whole question's wrong. Lav lashon aveirahu. It's not a lashon of aveira. No. El lashon v'yaviru kol b'machna. The word v'yaviram in the Navi doesn't mean aveira, that they did aveiras. It means... What does it mean by Aviram Kol B'machna? The voice was spread out. It was dispersed throughout the Machna. Hachi Kamar Lahu. This is what the question really was, says Rashi. Lo Tov Hashmu Asher Anochi Shomea. Says Hashem, I'm not hearing good things about Chofni and Pinchas. I'm not hearing good things about them. Imes Hashem Aviram. It's talking about Hashem. Umachrizin V'kiblu Malechem. Says Hashem. What I'm hearing about Chofni and Pinchas, I'm not so impressed. They're not such good people. I don't like it. V'hai ma'avim loshin rabimu. It's loshin rabim. Afal pi v'am Hashem koi. It's going on Hashem. V'lav b'nei Eli. It's not going on b'nei Eli. Sheharei heim ho'ovrim v'lohoi ma'avim es achirim. They didn't spread any news. Says Rashi, how can the Gemara say that a word is spelled differently than Armasura? Impossible, says Rashi. Impossible. Says Tosfos, not so impossible. Not so impossible. Look at Tosfos, the second to last one. Hashas Shalanu, our Gemara, Cholik, Al Sfarim Shalanu. Our Gemara argues on our Navi. The Gemara argues on Navi. Shekasav Bohem, Ma'avirim, because we have it with two yuds. And the Gemara now changes to one yud. Rashi couldn't accept that. So Rashi said, it's impossible. It can't be. Tosfos says, sure can. V'chein matzimim b'Yerushalmi. We have in the Yerushalmi. B'Shimshon. Shimshon ha-Gibor. V'hu shafet es Yisrael arboim shana. He ruled for 40 years. Malam mechayu plishtim yireyim imenu chaf shana. Achar moso. Why? I mean, 20 years after he died, they were still afraid of him. Kvo b'chayav. U'b'chol form shalon u'kas shana. If you look at the Shoftim, it says 20 years. But the Gemara says he rules for 40 years. How can that be? Says Tosfos. So what? So it's Akasha. Doesn't bother me. It bothered Rashi very much. Rashi spends four long lines explaining how it can't be right. And if you look at the side of the Gemara, you see the Gilyon Hashas? See the Gilyon Hashas? See how long this Gilyon Hashas is? It's the entire length of the whole Gemara. The Gilyon Hashas quotes 19 places. The famous Gilyon Hashas, of Akiva Eger. He quotes 19 places throughout Shas where the Gemara and the Chumash or Navi are different. 19 places. We think we have this pristine Mesorah. Now, nothing changes halachically. Halacha, there's no changes. It doesn't make a difference whether Chafni and Pinchas said that, or Hashem said it, doesn't make a difference. It's a story. And there are 19 places in Shas where the Gemara says something, which our Svarim have it different. Just fast, that's really a Shavuos night topic. This is not just an hour Shavuos night here, it's the whole Shavuos night. A whole topic. Michael, no?
With Mark Shapiro has a whole thing on it.
Yeah, what does he say?
It's part of his chapter. He's written on this, and that you know, just different approaches to what it means that the Torah is lo d'yamuchlefes.
Right. Again,
without a computer.
It's amazing, right? It's amazing. Rabbi Akiva Eger has 19 cases. What'd you say?
Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't have a computer. He knew it by heart.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a fascinating topic. Fascinating. I like I said, you need 3-4 hours to go through all 19 and try to come up with an explanation. Many scholars have done it. Maybe many Gedolim have done it. But, all right, we'll stop here. It's interesting. You could think about it over the course of the day. Like, you know, what's going on here? We thought our Mesorah was so perfect and so, you know, not one letter has been changed. It's not true. It's not true. There's issues. But again, the halachas haven't changed. That sure is pure and pristine. At least I think, maybe not. But I didn't go through all 19. But something very interesting. All right, we'll stop here in the bottom line and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Shkayach.
It really ruins all the Bible codes. That concept ruins all these. It ruins all these Bible codes.
Correct.
Well, the question is, do you know if these were all in Nach or if some of them were in the Chumash too?
Right. Some of them are on Chumash.
They are.
Yes. I didn't go through all 19. At least two are in Chumash. At least two. One about Kalos and Kalah, and you know, by in Parshas Kisisa, and one about the Lo in Parshas Bahar. It says we have a Lo Lamed Vaval. Those are at least two of them.
Is it only just the Gemara too, like it is here, or is it just
what?
Within our Gemara, there's a machlokas, with or without the yud, the ma'virim. Is that the case in these other Gemaras too? That the Gemara itself has machlokas as to how it's written? Or we just completely argue on the Gemara that's arguing on Av?
No, the Gemara says something, and it's not how we have it.
But it's machlokas not within the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is sure that it's wrong. Within our Gemara, there's machlokas. Our Gemara has machlokas, whether or not there's an extra yud.
Right.
But these other Gemaras, do they also have machlokas? Or they're just saying, no, we disagree with the... With the
Mesorah. No, we disagree with the Mesorah. Fascinating. All right? Everyone have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
I have a good day.
Jeff, you're going to send the chat?